All right, Jay Sowen. Look, last year you won. This year, second place. Yeah, it was a battle with you, Doe, and Sue all weekend long. And Sue just, I mean, the starts were incredible today for him, and you kind of just trailed behind a little bit.
Yeah, definitely. He was riding really good. And normally my starts are awesome, and I was struggling with him a little bit. I brought my engine and stuff, but definitely the gas that they had over here. My bike, no excuses, but didn't run quite as it normally does. And so I was struggling a little bit. There's a couple of rhythms out there that I was struggling to get,
you know, like onto the table,
onto the table. Like, where
you clip the back a lot.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I was giving everything, seat bouncing it, and I just couldn't get it where those guys could get on it a little bit better. And I definitely needed to get the whole shot, but never got in front of him. But I mean, definitely all in all, it was good. Kind of a learning experience coming back over here and bringing my own stuff. But at the same time, some of the stuff didn't really work out as I thought it would. So we struggled with it. But definitely as the weekend went, we made quite a few changes. And today I felt better than yesterday. So
yeah, like your very first practice yesterday, I think you were off a little bit, right? And so that's kind of what you were talking about?
Yeah. Yesterday in the free practice, I was the fastest, okay. But when the track would deteriorate and get broken down, I was having a lot of
struggles. Maybe it's the second practice.
Yeah,
then.
Second practice. I was off. I think I was like fifth or something. Right. Whereas today when I ended up being first in practice again, so that was good for me. I was struggling when the track would break down and get the ruts and stuff. I couldn't carve and cut like I wanted. And the tires a little bit too. We didn't have the spec ones, and I ran Michelin last year, so I thought I would be dialed, but it was a different tire that I had this year.
Noticed it a little bit?
I definitely did. Noticed it a lot.
Yeah, that's the reason why those spec tires are expensive and only used, you know, by a few, so.
Yeah, exactly. So not having the spec tires, I mean, I can't make excuses. Like I said, Sue was riding good. Really, there's a lot of guys out there.
It was pretty cool to watch. I mean, it's Doe, you, and Sue. Lopes rode better today. But it got intense, man, at times. Like, because if you go for a pass, you lose time to the guy behind you or ahead of you. It was a good racing all weekend.
Yeah, exactly. There was times where all three, four of us were together, and it's like you go to stuff the guy, and then two guys get by you.
Yeah.
So it did make for exciting racing. Had fun. We didn't win. We're the first loser, but I was excited to be here and had a good time.
So arena cross for you next year?
Yeah, that's the plan. Do the kicker arena cross now that it's AMA again. So I think it'll be a bigger series. And then going to do the 250 East Coast. So I think there's a couple races that overlap. But, you know, as long as I'm healthy, everything's going good, I will be at the first East Coast.
I'll alert Pulp MX Fantasy people about the 250 Supercross East. That'll be good.
Yeah, last year I was a letdown a little bit. You know, I had...
The year before, though, you killed it.
Yeah, but I had some crashes, and at Daytona, I broke up vertebrae in my back, so when I came back, I qualified good, but then I jarred it again, and it was a little bit of a struggle, but I'm healthy now, I feel good, and just go back to North Carolina where the team is and train at Club MX, put in the work, and try to be ready.
Look, last year you won, this year you brought Heath Harrison, and you didn't win. I'm not going to make any, you know, judgments, but I'm just saying.
Yeah. Hey, he busted his ass for me. It was awesome. He did a lot of work for me. It's cool that he was here too, so I wasn't over here by myself.
Sure.
And we're actually going to stay a couple days and be tourists and go tour around. So last year, that's what I wanted to do while I was here in Paris, but didn't get the chance to. So this year, going to cruise around for a couple days.
I'm looking at him like he looks like a pro mechanic. He's wiping stuff down. He's taking it apart like in a good order. Like he's actually looking like he may be good at this.
Oh, it's insane. Yeah. That's what I tell him all the time. I was like, you know, if you don't want to race the GNCC, like you can be my full-time mechanic. I mean, I would like that, but now he's still way too good a rider to give up on that. So this maybe this is something he'll do once he's fully finished, and if I'm still going at it, maybe we'll be the duo.
I'd rather be a mechanic than race a GNCC. 100%.
Yeah.
Those are stupid.
I don't know about the three-hour races. Like, outdoors, that's brutal, too. I haven't done that in a few years, but let alone 3 hours on a bike at one time, I mean, that's pretty grueling.
Yeah. All right, man. Thanks.
Cool. Thank you.